Chris Moore, the head football coach of the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders, joining us here as they get ready to head on the road to take on Booyer Valley on Friday night. And, Coach, always good to catch up with you. How's things going here today?
It's going pretty good, Jeff, and it's good to talk to you again.
Absolutely, Coach. You guys sitting 2-0 right now on the season. A couple of convincing wins, able to pull away from Glenn Ralston in the second half in week one. It sounded like you found some things you wanted to tweak, and up 45-0 at halftime against Woodward Academy in week two. Sounds like you kind of got those tweaks that you needed last week.
Yeah, no, you know, we're kind of giving a new look on offense and defense, and you know, there's always things to fix every week, and the kids of last week really responded to some things that we need to fix, and we're still, you know, growing this week as we head into the Booyer Valley game.
What did you guys focus on this week in practice to get ready for the game with the Bulldogs?
Just, you know, blocking assignments, just back to fundamentals. We always preach fundamentals, blocking, tackling, and, you know, really it starts up front. You know, we got to have the proper footwork, get ourselves in position to make good blocks. And, you know, that's what we really hammered on this week. You know, we kind of have an idea how they're going to line up against us, that we feel that how that looks going to, you know, what that looks going to look like. And so, you know, we're just, you know, breaking things down and, you know, slowing plays down. So make sure we have everyone in the right position.
You talk about technique and having your foot right, you know, foot in the right place. Is this a week where it's even more important than any, simply because Booyer Valley's got more size on you guys up front?
Yeah, definitely. We can't take a false step. We can't be hopping to get ourselves in that, you know, over to make the block. You know, we got to be quick, beat them to the spot, and then, you know, we got to do our best to hold our ground. We not, you know, we might not be able to move them, but we got to get, you know, our butt in the hole and make that guy, that defender, go through you to get to the ball carrier is our biggest thing.
Running game looks like it's gotten kind of rolling right now. What do you expect Booyer Valley to try and do defensively to slow that down a little bit?
You know, when we go double tight, obviously they're going to load the box on us. We spread it out. You know, they might be trying to jump, you know, the out to the outside edge. You know, that take that away from us. That's where we like to get, you know, get to the edge and go with our speed. So we better be ready maybe for some counters, some cutbacks, you know, to slow that flow down and keep them honest.
Week one, the guys didn't appear to be as comfortable probably with the spread look that you guys are implementing a little bit this year. Do you feel like things are more comfortable for them right now?
Yeah, it's coming. I forget what interview we talked about, just, you know, things looked really good in practice against our JV, and then, you know, we go up against our varsity team, and it doesn't work quite as well. And, you know, that's just with time and growing pains. As teams give us different looks, we can be ready to counter those. So, yeah, we're just growing as the season goes on here, and the kids are doing a great job of responding and you know, just rolling with the punches and looking to get better.
Coach, Gabe Obert, Easton Hayes, both off to really good starts this year. What have you seen from those two guys in the backfield?
Well, number one, just, you know, great kids, good leaders on the team. And then two, you know, they just work hard. They come practice like everyone else on the team, and, you know, push to get better every day. And then, you know, two, they ask questions, and they want to know why, and you know, what should I look for in this, or, you know, what if they do this? You know, they got suggestions on, you know, to make us all better. So that's awesome out of them, too.
Booyer Valley has gone to an eye look this year, trying to use their size and their physicality a little bit. Though they're trying to run to the edge, it sounds like, with talking with you before the interview here today, Coach, how do you guys defend what they want to do and force them to do something else tonight?
You know, definitely got to shut down the run game. Because I feel, you know, our defensive backfield is pretty good. We've seen you led back there with Tanner and Easton on the back side of it. So, you know, we want to force them to get into a passing game, and I think I like our chances there. But shut that run down. You know, our defensive ends got to play tough. They got to set that edge and funnel it back to our backers in the middle.
I like what you guys are doing defensively this year with just putting a bunch of athletes out there and kind of letting them make plays. How have you seen the defense develop?
Yeah, you know, they're flying to the ball. I think Gabe Obert's got maybe five penalties for being offsides because he's just there chomping at the bit and wants to get off the ball so fast. It's just a lot of fun to watch. And then, you know, the kids are just, you know, all the kids out there are just flying to the ball and, you know, just making gang tackles, and that's what we want to see.
Not the first time this year you guys are actually not playing on your home field, but technically your first road game kind of into hostile territory. Have you guys switched up how you prepped or anything this week because of that?
No, someone else asked me that earlier too. And, you know, we've played, you know, Boyer Valley over there ever since I've been the head coach, and they've been in our district many years prior to that. So, you know, we're familiar with that area. We're familiar with, you know, the kids. We got the same, you know, baseball, basketball conference, track conference. So, you know, the kids see each other. So as far as, yeah, the environment, and we play JV over there. So we've been to the field before. We're not too worried. It's not, you know, like a new place that we've never been to before.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. Appreciate you joining us here again today. And I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show coming up Friday night.
Yep. I appreciate the coverage again, Jeff, and go CRB.
You bet. Head Coach Chris Moore again with the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders. Again, they travel over to Dunlap to take on Boyer Valley coming up on Friday night.